Rebecca Munchak has degrees from the University of Northern Iowa. She has internships on her resume, experience in her field, even a stint at Iowa Public Radio, and after months of searching, a job at Starbucks. Yes, the economy is bad, but Rebecca says it's also her student debt that's keeping her stalled.
I knew I was accumulating a pretty good amount of debt, and then when I sat down and looked at it, I was pretty stunned because it was a whole lot more than I'd kind of ballparked it in my head. I actually owe more on my student loans than my boyfriend does on his house, and that was really scary.
With hundreds of dollars in monthly loan payments, Rebecca can't afford to take any more internships. But she says her debt is determining more than just her job. It may also be a factor in her future with her boyfriend.
I've just moved in, and this is another phase in our relationship. But that's the thing, too. I mean, if we were to get married and I did the income contingent repayment plan, that would make my payments go up. Now it's really like, whoa, okay, well, definitely kind of rethinking the idea.
Rebecca's story is a familiar one in Iowa, and that's reason to worry, says Lauren Asher, associate director of the Project on Student Debt.
There are a lot of reasons to be concerned, not just for the impact on individuals, but also for the impact on society. As a country, and I think as a state, we put a high value on homeownership, on building strong families, on savings, on investment, on starting new businesses, and these are all things that can be affected by student debt.
Even though public schools typically have lower tuitions than private, the burden is heaviest at the public universities. Iowa State University students graduate with an average of $30,000 in debt. The Project on Student Debt and later the Attorney General's Office investigated. What they found was a state loan system in which student borrowers were exploited by the very institutions designed to protect them. One such institution was the Iowa Student Loan Liquidity Corporation, says Michelle Durand Adams, a former official with the Iowa College Student Aid Commission.
They are state-created. They are nonprofit. But have you had an opportunity to look at their financials and see how much money they're making off the back of the students? Oh, my goodness. An enormous profit. Enormous.
Created by the state to help make student loans more accessible, Iowa Student Loans, or ISL, grew rapidly over the last several years, eventually holding more than $3 billion in student debt. The company declined requests for an interview. As a state nonprofit, they were able to offer big, private student loans that appeared cheaper than some federal loans, at least on paper. But the truth was often a different story, says Lauren Asher with the Project for Student Debt.
Private student loans are really not a form of financial aid. They are a risky form of consumer credit, sometimes even like a payday loan. They tend to have variable interest rates that have no cap. You can be declared in default if you're just a couple days late with the payment. Really, if you have a private loan and you're having a tough time financially, you are at the mercy of the lender.
Yet instead of blocking what the Project on Student Debt called ISL's deceptive and potentially dangerous loans, schools advertised those loans to their students with massive results, and they got paid by ISL to do it. Roberta Johnson is the financial aid director at Iowa State University.
That's why we stopped taking the payments, and that's why we quit offering the loan on that, because we did feel it was a conflict of interest.
When it came out that ISL's marketing was deceptive about the affordability of its loans and was paying schools to package them to students, the state stepped in. New oversight regulations were announced. But Michelle Durand Adams, whose commission had members on the board of ISL, doesn't think much has changed.
I think we should have looked at a new model altogether. And honestly, in my opinion, Iowa Student Loan, in the form of this letter from the Attorney General's office, got a wrist slap. I'm surprised there's not a class action suit by every family in Iowa who got a private loan.
And Roberta Johnson, ISU's aid director, says no one's yet addressed the problems that made schools so desperate for extra funding in the first place. Starting in 1981, state appropriations to the public universities dropped off a cliff, down nearly 30% over 20 years. In response, schools raised tuition dramatically in an attempt to fill the gaps. But with the budget cuts came an effective end to grants for the neediest of Iowa's students. The state now offers the least amount of need-based grant aid in the nation. Johnson says that 1-2 punch of soaring tuition and next to no grant aid means more of Iowa students simply can't afford a higher education.
We've had a number of families, as they've sat across the desk from us and looked at those numbers, and the light bulb has gone off and they've realized they cannot afford to come here. And we've had to say, you're right.
At the request of the Board of Regents, Johnson and other aid officials submitted a report to the board last winter. In it, they recommend financial education courses and restoring work-study programs for students. But like the project on student debt, they also found that until grant aid is increased and some state funding restored, Iowa will likely stay near the top of the nation's student debt list. And like Rebecca, more of our graduates will have to learn how to live with debt. I'm Kate Wells, Iowa Public Radio News.